It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Both conventions are over. The Pokemon craze is waning, so let's get on with the show, huh? Morning! Another great weekend at the number one recreational lake in America, Lake of the Ozarks, where we originate our show from. And of course, listeners all across the country on KRMSradio.com. The app is there and listen on your computer. And now with BoatRadio.net adding in. So a good morning, or I guess you could say good afternoon to those listening overseas. Well, let's see, on our program today, we're going to dive into the shootout some more here at Lake of the Ozarks. Ron Dugan is going to join us. He's the head of this whole thing. He's got lots of details for us about what's coming up in the month of August. And then Kelly Case is with the folks at Border Expressions, and she's going to be telling us about the Little Boat and Pontoon Poker Run, boats under 32 feet, and a great poker run leading up to the shootout. Then we're going to get on our Boat U.S. guest line. We've got Steve Fan from Warsaw, Missouri, to talk to us about the Trash Boat Regatta. Going to be putting some boats together from scratch with recyclable materials, whatever you got laying around. No motors, of course. And Steve will have all those details about this first year event coming up in late August. And then we're going to talk to Dave Stranks. He is with Gemini Limited about a product called No Flex Digester. If you're a regular on the program, you've heard us talking about this. It's a new chemical, if you will, but it's not liquid. It's more of a granular material that you use in your head system, your sanitary system on your boat, and it works really, really well. So Dave will be with us in just a little bit. You know, you've probably been watching, if you drive the Osage Beach Parkway up there across from the Outlet Mall, you probably noticed all that work going on at Marine Max. Built a brand new three-bay display case, if you will, or showroom. Man, it's going to be great. And they're just about ready to have their open house and grand opening. It's going to start next weekend and run for a couple of weeks. Jim Watson, the sales manager up there, is going to be with us shortly next week, probably, on the program to talk to us about what they're going to be doing up there for their grand opening and open house at Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks, right across from the Outlet Mall, Osage Beach Parkway. And, of course, the mothership is at the 16-mile marker, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard, or marinemax.com. Also, I've been telling you a little bit about the savings through Labor Day of $100 off on your Hydroport Pro personal platform for your personal watercraft. And you can get those at Hydro Hoist of the Ozarks, located in Lynn Creek. And then while you're there, you might want to check out the new one, which is the HP Extreme. It's the newest product on the market from the originator, Hydro Hoist Marine Group. Check it out. Talk to Joanne Clark. She'll give you all the details on either one of those products or on a regular lift for your boat. They're the ones that invented it. Hydro Hoist of the Ozarks, 4065 East U.S. Highway 54, about 4 miles down from Osage Beach toward Camdenton. You can call Joanne at 573-346-7505, or you can send her an email, jclark@boatlift.com, and, of course, the website's there too, boatlift.com, for Hydro Hoist Marine Group. Lake of the Ozarks Shootout is just ahead of us here, and one of the newer events that's been added to the 2 weeks' worth of events leading up to the actual racing is the Little Boat and Pontoon Poker Run. And today to talk to us about it is Kelly Case. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Nice to have you with us on the show. Tell me a little bit first about the date, and we'll do that first. Get that out of the way.
The date for the Little Boat and Pontoon Poker Run is Friday, August 19th.
All right. This will be the third year for this. Now, you guys have, you know, had bad weather 1 year and just a couple of things that have sort of affected you, but you have raised a pretty good amount of money. Tell us about the money that's been raised.
Our first year, we raised about $7,000, and our second year, which was last year, we raised about the same of $7,000.
All right. Now, this is a little bit different of a poker run. It's not a race.
And it actually starts in a couple of locations, so people at different ends of the lake can sort of get involved. So give us a rundown of starting points and the different stops, and then where everybody's going to end up.
This is the third annual dual poker run for the boats that are 30 feet and under. And we have two starting or registration spots, and it's at Frankie and Louie's and Captain Ron's. If you start at Frankie and Louie's, you go to Coconuts, Cabana Jones, Tap and Grill, and H-Toad. And then if you start at Captain Ron's, you go to Bear Bottoms, Naughty Fish, Paradise, Angelo's, or Pier 31. And then each places have a bonus stop of Redheads. And then the final stop is at 6 o'clock, and that's at Topsiders.
All right. Now, what's it cost per boat and then per person if they want to get involved in the actual poker run part?
Per boat is $75, and that will give them the boat registration, a shirt, and a hand. And then for an extra hand, it's $30, and an extra shirt is $20.
All right. Now, at the end, when you meet up at Topsiders, kind of tell everybody what happens there.
At the end, 6 o'clock, when everybody meets at Topsiders, they draw their final card, and then it's kind of like a almost like a social hour, and we pass out awards with giveaways, and we do a 50-50. And then also, for the bonus stop at Redheads, each person will get a ticket, and then they'll be eligible for a drawing for a cooler that we have wrapped and designed each year.
Oh, very nice. All right, now if more people want more information about the Little Boat and Pontoon Poker Run, probably several places where they can get information, give us those.
They can check that information out at the LOTO Shootout website, or they can check us on Facebook on Border Expressions, and then they can also call Jim at 573-723-0804.
We should talk about Border Expressions. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Border Expressions, this is our fourth year. We started doing decorative concrete curbing, but now we have initiated a full line of landscaping, retaining walls, sod, patios, irrigation, and now our new thing that we introduce are the fire pits.
All right. Well, very good. Give us your phone number as well, so if somebody just wants to call and talk to you about it.
You can call me at 660-287-7516.
If you miss the regular Saturday morning broadcast of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS, don't panic. You can listen in on the new boatradio.net, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Central.
Beavers at the Dam is the official waterfront restaurant and bar for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. This is Michelle. Hope you'll come see us. We have great docks and plenty of boat slips.
Coming up shortly, Ron Dugan, the head of the Lake of the Ozark Shootout, will be with us right here on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Well, there's a new No Wake Cove on the lake. It's known now as Redhead Cove, but it really is Miller Hollow. At the 21-mile marker, the Water Patrol approved the No Wake designation that will be in effect from May 1st through September 30th each year, and it goes into effect at 10 a.m. each day until midnight. The committee worked long and hard on this, and Captain Matt Walls of the Water Patrol said because the cove had gotten so busy so quickly that they felt it was something that needed to be addressed before the end of the boating season. So just a heads up, when you pull in there off the 21 into the 21-mile marker and you're heading back toward Redhead or the Knolls, that's where they're located, that area there is now going to be No Wake. Well, before heading down the river in an inner tube or hit up the lake to a kayak or maybe a canoe, be sure you've paid your price. As of July 1st in Illinois, you'll now be required to carry a $6 water use sticker for all non-powered watercraft. And this is something new issued by the DNR. They've got a point of sale. You can do it there, I guess, on their website as well. So just be aware over in Illinois. Well, a man has been charged with DUI after two men died when the boat flipped over. And this happened in North Carolina at a lake called Lake Moultrie. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Jake Williams, 51, of Somerville, and Nathaniel Hawkins, 46, of North Charleston, both died after being thrown from the boat. Hawkins was a current U.S. Air Force Chief Master Sergeant And Hawkins served more than 28 years in the Air Force, with the last six being there at the Joint Base Charleston. And officials said they have no knowledge of any life jackets being worn. Well, here's an interesting story. A sinking boat is saved by a wine bottle cork. A couple of quick-thinking boaters saved the sinking boat last week by plugging the hole in their vessel with the cork from a wine bottle. And apparently they had 2-3 feet of water coming in the back of the boat. They tried a sock and some other things, and nothing was working. And one of the ladies on the boat said, "Here, try this," and boom, stop the leak. Way to go, and congratulations, you saved your boat. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas is another one of our sponsors for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And if you need a canvas, a boat cover, and custom interiors, any of those kind of things, enclosures, get a hold of Paradise Pete or Paradise Pam. ParadiseUpholstery.com or 573-216-7214. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show takes our first break of the hour, we'll be right back on News Talk KRMS.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. From boats of woven reed in Egypt, to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday here on Boat Radio.
No top secret or classified documents were used in production of this program. Thought you'd like to know that. It's Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Saturday morning. Thank you so much for being with us. Ron Dugan, head of the shootout, is going to be coming up next. And then later in the program, we're going to be talking to Steve Fan from Warsaw, Missouri, talking about the Trash Boat Regatta that's coming up in August. And then we've held this till the very last segment this morning, so if you've not had breakfast yet, wait. If you've had breakfast, you'll be okay, I think. We're going to talk about Blackwater. Talk about heads and sanitation systems on boats. And in particular, about a new product called No Flex Digestor. Dave Stranks is going to be with us. He's with Gemini Limited, the producer of this product that is remarkable. So if you've got a neighbor that's got a smelly head, you'll want to listen up and then suggest they get it too. 2 days of racing coming up at the end of August, 27th, 28th, for the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout. And joining us shortly will be Captain Ron, the head of the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout. And we have some details about what's coming up and some of the great things that happened because of the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout. And I met up with Captain Scallywag this week from the pirate ship Calypso. You know, they're the only U.S. Coast Guard approved pirate ship on Lake of the Ozarks. They do treasure hunt adventures, sunset cruises, private charters too. And you can get aboard by getting in touch with them at the website, jollycharters.com, jollycharters.com. Or you can give them a call out there at 573-392-0700. They're located up in the Gravoy at Jolly Rogers Grub and Grog. And that's the Calypso's port of call. Again, more information to get aboard the pirate ship, you can get in touch with them at 573-392-0700 or jollycharters.com. Well, it certainly is epic, the 28th annual Lake of the Ozarks Shootout coming up. And this will be year 9 at Captain Ron's.
Ron Dugan from Captain Ron's talking about the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout coming up August 27th and 28th. And Ron, thanks for your time. I know this is a busy time getting ready for the big weekend.
Yeah, it is, but it's good. You know, it's a good time of the year because we're only two or three weeks away from the event, and so we're just kind of putting the finishing touches on all the little things, making sure we have VIP badges and tickets for all the different events and those kind of things. So it's a great time of year, and it is busy, but we know it's coming up pretty soon, and so everybody's got their ducks in order, I think.
One of the things that makes this event very different and very special is the volunteerism that comes along with it, and then the dollars that are raised that goes back into the community through those organizations. It's an amazing effort, isn't it?
It really is, and that's really what it's all about. It's about this entire lake community coming together, volunteers from all corners, plus people could take their vacations and come down just to volunteer. So it's really a neat part of it. Giving the money back to the community is really what it's all about for everybody. And not only the volunteers, but the racers and the poker run people and everybody that comes to support the shootout, they do it for the shootout charities. And, we're just thrilled at where it's gone from when we started. We kind of had a goal in mind. We've reached or exceeded every one of those goals every single year. So, we're excited about what this event has done for the community.
$175,000 last year went back into the community through those volunteer organizations. What kind of a goal do we have this year? And this is the 9th year here at Captain Ron's. So what kind of a big total number have y'all generated to give back?
Well, in the 8 years it's been at Captain Ron's, we have donated just under $750,000 back to the community, which, was kind of one of those goals that we a little higher than what we thought we could do, in my mind, I always thought we could do it, and so it was really exciting to see that. We are shooting for $200,000 this year. It'll be close if we get there, but we might. We'll just see, what the weather's like and how many T-shirts we sell. That's always a big, big part of it. The sponsors keep coming on board, and last year's title sponsor, Performance Boat Center, really kind of took us to the next level, and that's what we were really needing at that time. Because we jumped $50,000 last year. So that really helped. We've got a couple other new sponsors that have come on this year that are promising really big things for next year. So I think it's an attainable goal. So, we're excited about it. And that's where I wanted to be after 10 years at Captain Ron's. And to get to $250,000 each year. And so that's where our sights are set.
Let's talk about those 2 days of racing. I know we're a little bit out from the actual racing event. What kind of boat traffic do you think we're going to have?
Well, the boat traffic's great every year, and a lot of it just depends on the weather. Last year the weather was perfect. We had huge crowds, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 boats out there on the water on Saturday. Usually Sunday's about half that. A lot of people come out early, and that's really some great time to come out Sunday morning, at 10 o'clock and see some of those guys that run early. But, there's a lot of things going on Saturday, and that's why everybody likes to come out. We have the drag races, and we have the air show and all that, which is pretty cool addition to the shootout. And it's a lot of fun for everybody to watch. And we expect big crowds. And as long as the weather is not, scorching hot or raining or something like that, then we'll have big crowds. And we've done some things to extend the no wake zone a little bit. I don't know if you've talked about that or not, but we are on Saturday from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Toward the end of the races, we are extending the no wake zone down to the 30-mile marker. So usually it's stopped at the 31, right there at the four corners. But there's, you know, with that turn right there at the 31-mile marker, it creates a lot of people kind of on the inside track of that turn. And so to kind of help out the neighbors down there in conjunction with the Water Patrol, we've extended that for a three-hour period down to the 30-mile marker. So we just want to make sure everybody understands that, knows why we're doing it. We're there to, you know, to help protect the neighborhoods too.
The other direction up, the other way from the Hurricane Deck Bridge up, is that still, what, 30 minutes after No Wake, or is that also going to be the...
No, it's
extended?
Also, yeah, 30 minutes after the races are done at 5 o'clock. Or 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. What about the racers? Do we have some good commitments this year so far? I mean, we're still waiting for some. Obviously, some more people going to come in.
Yeah, these guys are amazing about how long it takes them to register. But we've gotten, you know, a couple dozen registered racers already. A lot of the same names. There's several new guys that have never been to the shootout before that are coming in. I'm going to tell you, the docks are full at Captain Ron's. Full of racers, you know, probably 20 or 30 that have never been to the shootout, and some big boats. I mean, some big 50 and 52 foot outer limits, you know, a couple new Mystics that are coming in this year, some new MTIs that are coming in.
Did you see the Trump train boat?
I have not seen that yet. I've kind of heard about it.
Yeah, somebody said it's here at the lake now, so I'm kind of looking for it.
that'd be a great addition, but you know, that I know it's going to be a good field, you know, for the racing, because our docks filled up so early this year. I mean, usually this time of year, I've still got a half a dozen slips or so, or maybe even a dozen left, and I have none. They were booking early, and again, it's a lot of new people coming in that have never been. I just talked to a guy from Canada yesterday who it's his first time coming in. He's got a big 50-foot outer limits, and so there's some big boats coming, but... But a lot of the, you know, the same people that come each and every year, and, you know, whether they have a 23-foot boat or a, you know, 38-foot boat, you know, they're still here. And that's what this event is all about, is making sure that, you know, we keep the integrity of the event, you know, run what you brung, and make sure it's for everybody and not just, you know, the guys that can afford a $1 million boat.
You know, there's still people out there that have not heard about the Lake of the Ozarks shootout, which is kind of amazing because of the number of years it's been going on, the publicity this thing gets, not only on radio and television, but through print and that kind of thing. Where can somebody that would like to learn more about it go, like on the web, to get some more information?
Well, the best place is our website, and it's lakeoftheozarksshootout.com. And it will tell you everything there is to know. It gives you the history of the shootout year by year. You know, information for the racers, information about every single one of our events, the schedule for this year.
Parking.
Everything.
Yeah.
Parking's on there, how much it costs to park, and, you know, where the best place to park, places to stay. You know, everything is on there. It's pretty in-depth as far as the website. So, you know, I really encourage people just to take some time, go through it, go through all the pages, see what it's all about. There's some great videos on there. There's some great pictures, you know, just things that have happened over the years that have made the shootout what it is today.
All right. See you at the end of August. Thanks again, Ron.
You're welcome.
You know, past those 2 days of racing, well, actually before the 2 days of racing, we've got about 10 days of activities, including a golf tournament, Hall of Fame dinner, the shootout on the strip, the meet and greet, little boat and pontoon poker run, the Make-A-Wish rides, treasure hunt, the mini shootout, of course the stereo shootout, and the big poker run. A lot of stuff going on at Lake of the Ozarks. A lot of stuff coming up on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're going to be talking with Steve Fan next from Warsaw about the Trash Boat Regatta coming up later this month. You're listening to us on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM, plus on live streaming audio. We'll be right back.
I'm standing on the ancient battlements of Castel de Belver, on a high hilltop, overlooking the magnificent city of Palma de Mallorca, vibrant capital of the Balearics, an island group in the Mediterranean Sea, which washes the shores of Morocco, Spain, France, Italy, Croatia, Greece, and many other great seafaring nations. Arrayed before me, along Palma's waterfront and onward to the town of Arenal, are tens of thousands of boats. There are juggernauts stacked with containers, cruise ships packed with tourists, ferries, freighters, mega yachts, motorboats, super yachts, sailboats, dinghies, dories, kayaks, sculls, and skiffs. Plus, of course, the ubiquitous yacht, the traditional double-ended fishing boat of these islands. Boats are this city's business. Building, maintaining, repairing, refitting, and of course, selling them. And Parma has become, has perhaps always been, a world-renowned centre of excellence for sailing and for naval craftsmanship. So there's really no better place in the world to launch Boat Radio, a station for boat owners and sailors, water sports enthusiasts, armchair adventurers, and ocean lovers everywhere. Each week, there'll be programmes from the Arctic Circle, the Bahamas, Florida, Missouri, Australia, the United Kingdom, Italy, Croatia, Mallorca, and a dozen other places, as well as from the cockpits and wheelhouses of boats.
Hello, I'm Captain Bob May from Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
Each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel, to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures.
Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, boat builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea.
We'll hear compelling tales and inspiring stories from often ordinary people who've done extraordinary things.
We did find an iceberg, but there is no such thing as smooth sailing when you're going north or when you're sailing as much as Ben and I do.
We'll be joined by many of the most prominent names from the fields of sailing, exploration, and endurance sports.
Mark getting a nice puff of breeze on Taylor Canfield, leading Ian Williams. He's in the black boat, jiving now.
We'll delve into the glamorous world of the super yacht.
Summer comes around, we're ready to go, and all the boats start arriving back from the Caribbean, and we all get together third week of June.
But we'll also learn how to live off-grid, aboard a more modest vessel.
I'm one of those lucky guys that didn't have to try and convince his wife to go on their sea dreams. I was thrilled with the idea of living on the boat.
We'll attend classic regattas at some of the most picturesque sailing locations on Earth.
I'm standing in the Fort Adams State Park in Rhode Island, looking back across the water to the city of Newport, sparkling in the early morning sunshine.
And we'll hear from scientists in some of the most forbidding environments.
Welcome to Ocean Research Project. My name is Matt Rutherford, and I am here in Sisimiut, Greenland.
There'll be recommended routes, anchorages, and marinas. There'll be practical tips, medical advice, accurate weather forecasts, and, in addition, an indelible streak of marine conservation. And we'll hear from you, I hope, listening at home or at work, perhaps afloat somewhere. So, welcome to Boat Radio. We're glad you can join us in promoting and celebrating the wonderful world of boats.
It's about 7:35 on Saturday morning. You're tuned to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. If you feel a shock, swim away from the dock and have your dock inspected. Do not neglect your dock. And a good morning to you. We're going to be talking in just a few moments with Dave Strangs. He's with Gemini Limited out of Canada. And we're going to talk about a sanitary system and how to prevent odor and to make it worry-free. And I hope you have not, hope you've had your breakfast already or are not going to eat for a little while, because the topic we're going to cover is a little dicey, but nonetheless, we'll try to keep it within bounds. Blackwater Guide coming up in just a moment about NoFlex Digestor. We also are standing by the Boat US guest line. We'll be with us shortly. We have Steve Fan on the phone, who's going to be talking to us about the first annual Warsaw Trash Boat Regatta. You got it. Homemade boats in a big race over at Warsaw coming up in just a couple of weeks. This portion of our show is presented by Towboat US and our good friends at Boat US. And, boy, I know the guys have been really busy this summer, not only here at Lake of the Ozarks, but all around. They provide 24-hour dispatch, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They're out there for towing, battery jump starts, soft ungroundings, fuel delivery if you need it. And it applies to every recreational boat you own, borrow, or charter. And it's a pretty good insurance policy. It's very inexpensive when you take a look at the fact that The average tow these days is upward around $500. For $72 a year, you get the unlimited on-water towing package, and you also get a membership to Boat US, which gives you all those other great benefits to being a member of the Boat US family. Call this number, 573-216-4701. That's Captain Dave Anderson, 216-4701, right here at the lake, and he'll be more than happy to sign you up or renew your membership. Or the other option is to drop by my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and you'll find a link there for Boat US and also for Towboat US. One more time, that telephone number, 573-216-4701. 'Cause I got boats to build. Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Well, we talk about all kinds of things on this program about boating, you know, everything from kayaks to cruise ships. But today we're going to talk about the Warsaw Trash Boat Regatta. And to talk to us about this first year event coming up, we have Steve Fawn. Is that how you pronounce your last name, Steve?
That's fan.
Fan, okay, just like
like
a ceiling fan. Okay, good. Well, Steve, nice
there you
to
go. Yeah.
Nice to have you on our program this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Well, first of all, I guess, Steve, where did this idea come from for this sort of homemade, human-powered floating race?
Well, actually, in a trash boat, Ben, is really not anything that new. We didn't invent this. My wife thought we should try this. We wanted to do it last year. We just weren't ready. We weren't able to. There's different variations of trash boat regattas. Some, I've heard of some that they're restricted to cardboard only, which would be probably pretty interesting to see that.
Yeah.
We just, you know, anything you want to use, old milk jugs, wood, anything that'll float, you think it'll float and stay together long enough. The only restriction that we would have is no motors, no trolling motors, no regular boat motors, anything like that. You can use a sail, some kind of pedal power, oars, just whatever you choose.
The key really is the recycled materials or things that that you might have just laying around the house that might help you float. I know there's several of these sort of similar regattas or races, if you will, around the state. There's been one I know up in Columbia for some time, and we've had one here at Lake of the Ozarks for several years. They're not doing it any longer. They've found some other ways to make money, but this is a fundraiser, so where's the entry money and all that going to go?
Well, there's no entry fee. But we are going to ask donations for the Osage Valley Domestic Animal Shelter.
Good.
There are no public shelters around here. Warsaw does not have an animal shelter. But this is a private facility out by the fish hatchery. And it's owned and operated by Kimberly Miller. She does have some kind of a tie to the Department of Conservation. She does other things other than just cats and dogs. I think she has some injured birds and eagles and that kind of thing.
Very good. Now, there are some, first of all, let's tell our listeners, this is going to be on Saturday, August 27th, and it's called the Warsaw, Missouri Trash Boat Regatta. And what are some of the rules that those that want to build a boat and come on out and make a try for it? What are some of the rules that they will need to abide by?
Well, as far as the boat, really, there's no rules other than no motor. I had a lady in the store one day said that they had done one of these events, and they used an old picnic table and bolted 50-gallon drums under the seats and had six or seven people on the boat. We do have an age limit. You're not exactly restricted. If you're under 18, we ask that you get have a signature of a parent or guardian on your registration form. We kind of said maybe six people on each boat. Other than that, there's really not a lot of rules as far as the boat is concerned. Kayaks, if you have a kayak or a canoe, and you want to just come over and be on the float, that's good too.
Now, where is Lay Park in relation to the harbor there at Warsaw? Is that back up toward the dam?
Well, that's going to be west. If you know anything about Warsaw, 7 Highway comes from Clinton. There's a Casey's General Store down here at 7 and Main. And Lay, the Drake Harbor, is when you would turn right. Lay Park is a small city park. You would turn left, and right there at the restaurant, and it's only about a block, and it's a pretty small park, but it has a boat ramp.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're going to have people put in.
All right. So they'll be basically going from Lay Park down to the harbor there, Drake Harbor, at Warsaw.
And right. And if you're going to ask me how far it is, I'm not sure. It's not very far.
Mm-mm.
Maybe a half a mile through there.
Okay.
From there to here.
Now, there'll be spectators that'll be able to watch this, too. So they'll be able to be there in Drake Harbor, or they can, you know, get up on the walking bridge, the swinging bridge there, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, the swinging, you go right under the swinging bridge, not too far from the park, when you leave. Then come on down, if you haven't been here before. You got to make a left off of the lake and come back up into Drake Harbor.
Okay, very good. Well, this sounds like a blast. Of course, life jackets would be very important. Make sure that you have one on or that you've got one for every passenger on your boat. Doesn't really matter whether it's powered or not. It really is a safety feature that you probably need to take into account. Do you have a website or are you on Facebook, Steve?
You can Google Bill's Repurpose.
Bill's Repurpose, okay. And I'm sure they could just search out Trash Boat Regatta. I know the Warsaw Chamber probably has some information there as well in downtown Warsaw.
It's on the Warsaw Chamber on the events page. There's also a Benton County tourist website. It's on that also.
Okay, very good. Well, Steve, thanks a lot for putting this together, and best of luck to you and all the participants, and we hope you raise some money for the local animal shelter there. The Warsaw, Missouri Trash Boat Regatta, Saturday, August 27th, right over there from Lay Park to Drake Harbor. Steve, thanks again. Sure appreciate it, and best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
What is electric shock drowning? It happens when electricity leaks into the water and someone swims into that energized water. Help keep your summer fun safe. Avoid swimming near docks with electrical equipment or boats plugged into shore power. When in the water, remember, if you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. Do not head to boat or dock ladders. Head to shore if you can. Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
So you've got some extra people coming down the lake and you don't have enough room on your boat. Rent one from Iguana. The boat rental gurus, they've got the big party boats, they've got speed boats and tri-tunes, fishing boats and paddle boards, plus PWCs. Check them out by going to iguanawatersports.com, or you can call them at 888-365-2399 for your reservations. John Knight will answer the phone, 888-365-2399 or iguanawatersports.com. The boat rental gurus at Lake of the Ozarks. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Heard on boatradio.net later. Right now, you're on News Talk KRMS. 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, Lori. 104.9 FM, Osage Beach. And on World Wide Web at KRMSradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. From boats of woven reed in Egypt, to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea. All that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday here on Boat Radio.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames. From the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel, to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures, I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
Hold back water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining?
Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We warned you earlier we're going to be talking about a sanitation issue, and thus the song Blackwater. Sanitation systems aboard your boat must be functional and odor-free, and we're going to talk about that with Dave Strikes coming up from the product company called Gemini Limited, and we're going to talk about a product called No Flex Digestor. Well, Beavers at the Dam is the official restaurant and bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And if you waited to have breakfast, you could go now and get down there at 8 o'clock, because from now until 11 or 8 till 11, they're going to be serving breakfast down at the dam at Beavers at the Dam. They got great platters, omelets, and, of course, a whole a la carte of side dishes as well. Hey, tonight, DJ Jimmy will be there. Oh, and tomorrow night, too, starting at 8 o'clock. Next Saturday, it's the Dam Jam at Beavers. They've got a full day lined up with Fat Mike and the Bartenders, Machine Gun Symphony, and the Iberry is going to be all performing. And then Thursday nights, don't forget they've got that big barbecue on the lower deck. Tuesday nights is the radio station social, 5 to 7 o'clock. And then for August, coming up at Beavers, the Seafood Feast, which is always a good one. Beavers at the Dam, and they're located right down there at the Bagnell Dam, on the Bagnell Dam Strip. Get a hold of them by going to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and click on the Beavers at the Dam logo for all the details about what's coming up right there. Let's welcome on the Boat U.S. guest line from Canada this morning, Dave Stranks. He's with Gemini Limited, a company that produces No Flex Digestor, and we're going to talk about head sanitation systems on boats. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Captain Bob.
It's good to have you here. You know, I was like many other boaters and probably some, you know, guys that do boat inspections, crawling around in the bilge or in the, you know, in the bilges of the boat. You smell this stuff and it's like, that can't be good. And it's not, because it's fumes coming from your holding tank. And we all look for solutions, and I think I've found one that is better than anything I've ever tried before on a boat. So tell me a little bit, Dave, about you know, why these problems develop with marine head systems.
Well, you're working virtually in an enclosed space, and sewage is not the nicest thing in the world, and it actually rots. And that's where you get your hydrogen sulfide smells. Now, the sewage, human waste, contains a lot of fats, and what happens is when you flush a toilet, it goes down the pipes, and any nooks and crannies and joins, it embeds itself in it. And what happens, the oils in the fats in the human waste, the pipes are made from, or the hoses are made from petroleum byproducts, or petroleum products, so they mitigate, and you get those smells, the fermentation smell on the outside of the pipe. You get also get it around the pump itself. If you're using a vac pump, you get it there, and I've seen it to a lot of plastic tanks, HDPE tanks. It actually just eats its way right through the tanks, and you get that ugly smell.
You know, it really could affect really even a new boat, just like it does older boats, can't it?
Very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with older boats, and when you're using the NoFlex, I usually suggest to do a major clean with the NoFlex. Because there's sludge and there's toilet paper and everything built up on the sides of the tank, a lot of people have problems with their senders or their level sensors in the tanks too. What happens, all the toilet paper and everything else clogs it all up. And I suggest in an older boat, start fresh, get it really clean, and use a quarter of a bottle, put it into your tank for every 30-gallon tank. It cleans it all the pipes. It cleans up all the ductile valves. Gets into the tank. You have a good pump out. It should come out clear and a liquid. I've had some people that their tanks are 80% full of sludge, and they've had to do it two or three times. But after that, if you use just a little bit at a time, it just keeps the pipes, everything clean, and the odors will disappear.
Yeah, I know. I don't have that great of a nose. My wife does, my first mate.
Oh, they all do.
And, you know, they can smell the slightest little thing that's not in order. And we noticed after that first big cleaning, and I must tell our listeners, you know, we've got a boat that's over 25 years old, and when we inherited the boat, it had some sludge that was stuck on the side of the walls of that tank inside, and we were unable with a lot of different things we tried, a lot of different products we tried. We even tried putting, you know, like ice cubes down in there and then going out on a run and making it try to knock that stuff off the walls. But it wasn't until we actually used this product, the NoFlex, those particles on the wall became clear. And like you mentioned, our sensor that tells us the level of the tank was not functioning properly, and it was something new that we put on, and it never worked right until now, and now it's starting to work. So it really does solve those smell problems, but also takes away that sludge that's been stuck on there.
See, a lot of people don't realize that sludge that's stuck on there has got the bacteria that's producing hydrogen sulfide. So if you add new waste down to it, new waste usually doesn't smell for a couple days. You add your new waste in with some of the old waste, and it starts percolating right away. So you've got to get the sludge under control, get all that old waste out of your system, and then just use a little bit of the NoFlex, and it'll keep all the pipes clean and the tank. One of the biggest problems we have is people stop using it. They figure their problem's gone away, and they'll use the last bottle of the NoFlex, and then, lordy, lordy, a month later, all of a sudden, the smell comes back.
You know, some of the other products for head systems, they call them treatments, and they really just sort of mask a lot of those odors, the natural odors, I guess you could say, but they never really do any cleaning, and that's what the big difference to me is with the NoFlex. Can you describe the product? Because it's not like what people might think it is.
Well, it's a powder. It's granular. And it's been made to be heavier in water. And what happens when you use it, you flush it down the toilet, and the grains will travel down the hoses and embed themselves in the soft waste, coating the hose, and it will liquefy it from the inside. This stops all the permutation, and then it works down through the holding tank where it'll instantly neutralize all the smells. But when it hits a tank, it's heavier in water, and it sinks. It just works its way down into the bottom, and it really works on the sludge. It lifts it up, mixes it up, breaks up the toilet paper. So you're getting two products in one. You're getting something that's removing the sludge and something that's neutralizing the smells.
You know, I was reading some of the information on the website. By the way, our listeners, Gemini-LTD.com is the website where you'll find not only the NoFlex, but also some other products that are offered by this company. But I noticed one other thing, and you talked about the liquid that comes out when you do your pump out. And I noticed that first time it was still just a little colored, but then the second time that we ran through, because it took us more than one big fill up and flush to really get it clean, it started to come out almost clear. And yeah. I was truly amazed. And the dock girls that were helping us were also kind of like, oh, really? Because we'd been working on this for quite a while, and they were sort of up on the story, I guess you could say, of what had been going on. We also had some guests on board a couple of years ago that we instructed not to put anything down the head except, you know, the marine toilet paper. And unfortunately, some paper towels got down in there. And so those don't dissolve like other things are made to do. And so it really added to the clogging up. Dave, tell us where listeners can pick up this product. Where can they buy this product? In the United States first. Tell us that.
In the United States, I've got a strong following in Washington State. And there's a couple of companies, Fishery Supplies and Marine Sanitation, that do an excellent job with online sales. And they've got some pretty good deals on it, too. In Canada, we supply it right across Canada, but we're still working on getting a distributor in the States. And I've been having a hard time because nobody wants to take it on because there's so many products out there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
there are
everybody says theirs works.
Right, right. None works like this that I've seen, and we've tried them all, if you will, and I would recommend it. What about in Europe? Because our program is now airing on boatradio.net, and there may be some listeners tuning in from around the globe that might be interested in this, too.
Oh, really? I've got a distributor in Fife, Jetvac Inc., and they sell to the... They're just bringing it into the retail market there. They've been selling in the heavy-duty commercial side for the last couple of years. Jetvac UK Inc.
Well, continued success with it, and we'll share some more information with our listeners because the website, again, is gemini-ltd.com, and you can find more and more information there about what we've just been talking about, the NoFlex Digester. Dave Stranks has been our guest from Gemini. Dave, thanks again for sending the product along, and yeah, you've got a great customer here, at least one now in Missouri.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob. You have a nice day.
Sludge gone and smells gone. Check them out. NoFlex Digestor. And you can just do a Google on that and you'll be able to find that product out there on the market. My gosh, we have flushed another show down the drain. Thanks a lot to Kelly Case talking to us about the Little Boat and Pontoon Poker Run. Ron Dugan about the shootout. Steve Fan about the Trash Boat Regatta. And thanks to Dave Strikes again from Gemini. Wow, what an hour. We thank you so much for being with us on News Talk KRMS and on BoatRadio.net. Thanks to all you guys listening wherever you might be around the world. We'll be back next week, same time, same boat channel. Until then, we'll see you out on the lake.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly from Skipper's Review, and you're listening to Boat Radio.